This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 443. IELTS Speaking Part 1, Caps, Hats, and Rats. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear about an odd and challenging Part 1 topic and hear how one student experienced a terrible mix-up. Don't let this happen to you.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, I'm great. I'm fantastic. How are you? Awesome.
Well, I'm good. Let's see. Yep, feeling good. It's a little overcast here, but generally feeling good. Yes.
Awesome. So one cool adventure thing that James and I are going to do this weekend. You guys know that I live in Portland, Oregon. We're a big bicycle city, and they just built like a new sort of dirt bike, like play area, like nature park thing. And it's less than 2 miles on bike from our apartment. So James and I are going to ride our bikes there, explore all the dirt biking, hopefully not fall down. And yeah, so that's our and my neighborhood is having a street fair on Sunday, so we'll definitely check that out also.
Those are fun. That's a really good way to be a local, you know, be a local, enjoy your local city, and just like feel like you're really out there in your city meeting people. Love that.
Exactly. So cool. Seeing neighbors, you know, meeting new ones, like just so much like yummy food and live music. And yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Cool. Very awesome. All right.
Okay.
So are we talking about fashion today or what?
Fashion. up to a point, I suppose. Do you think hats and caps are fashionable?
I mean, I suppose it really depends on what kind of hat and cap you're going to wear, right? I mean, baseball caps are not terribly fashionable, but some hats can be fashionable. Sure.
But with the baseball cap, it depends on how you wear it. Guys, just to note, this is an IELTS topic, okay? So don't tune out. We are in the IELTS realm with this conversation. Baseball caps are like, they can be super fashionable, right? James, I just got James a Stormtrooper hat from H&M, and it's he like wears it just a bit sideways with the bill like flat because that's cool apparently. So like there's cool ways to wear baseball hats.
That's funny. When we were kids, it was cool to like round your hat, or at least in the 90s, I remember guys always and girls would round their hats. Kind of that was what was cool then. That's funny.
I remember friends putting like buying hats and putting rubber bands around the bill to like make it rounded, right? Okay, so we are talking about this because IELTS Speaking Part 1, guys, you never know what the topic is that's going to be thrown at you. There are some weird ones, like mirrors, right? Like, how often do you look in a mirror? When did you buy a mirror? When did you buy somebody chocolate? Like, these aren't things you're prepared to talk about. So, we had a really funny email from a student about this topic of hats or caps. Lindsay, can you read that, please? It's so funny.
Yeah, sure. All right, here it is. So, my biggest fear regarding IELTS is the speaking test. The concern is about words that I might not know or understand during the test. It has already happened to me in the first time I took the general training. The examiner asked what my thoughts are on hats and caps. The problem is that I understood rats instead of hats. And the question made no sense. Rats and caps.
That's so funny. I want to hear how she answered it so badly. So I really like this really sort of, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding that the student had, but it is kind of adorable. And it did make Lindsay and I sort of chuckle a little bit, just like picturing the situation. So we're going to try a couple things. First, we're going to try and role play what we think this student might have said with this misunderstanding. Okay, so this is the misunderstanding, guys. All right. Lindsay, do you often wear a hat or a cap?
Oh, do I often wear a hat or a cap? Actually, I'm not really a hat wearer. The only time that I got into wearing a hat was when I walked the Camino de Santiago, because there I had to have extreme sun protection. And yes, at that time in my life, I wore a very ugly hat with like sun protection. It was kind of like a mesh hat that the sun couldn't get through. But in general, in general, hats do not really fit in with my personal style. So
very good. That is a sample answer to take notes on, guys. I like the mesh hat. I like the specific description of the hat. And the, like the real time and place, right? Instead of staying general, being like, yeah, sure, sometimes when it's sunny, like that's not enough. Choose like one specific instance where you did this. That's how to provide like a really strong answer. I want to try and role play what would happen if I thought you said rats.
Okay.
Can we try this? Okay.
Sure,
so
go for
you ask me one of those questions.
All right. So, so even for the second question,
sure. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. So did you wear a rat or a cap as a child?
Did I make any sense? A rat? I don't understand. I did have a rat sort of run across my face one time when I lived in Cambodia, because there were just lots of rats in the apartment building. I don't know if that counts. Okay, so even though I misunderstood, I still tried to roll with it, which is hopefully what this student did, because I think that would be funny. Remember, guys, our honesty policy, right? So I think in this case, guys, you need to trust yourself. That does not make any sense. You cannot wear a rat. So you need to be honest and be like, I'm sorry. Did you say rats? Because that makes no sense. And then the examiner would be like, the examiner would laugh and be like, oh, no. Yeah. No, I said hat. And then you would answer. Okay. So this is, let's say how I should answer that question. So did I wear a hat or a cap as a child? I would say, no. I think I did have a brief hat phase in the late 1980s when I was in elementary school, because they were like cool at that point. And I thought I looked super fashionable with this hat I bought at a market. And I've seen pictures from that time and it looked horrendous. And it is embarrassing. I have a perm and braces, and it was a very bad time to look like me in my life. So I did have a short hat phase, but I'm glad that that was over.
Awesome. How much easier was that? Because it actually made sense. It was intuitive.
There you go.
It's just so much easier when we really understand the question. Yeah.
So guys, there were a couple really solid sample answers that we provided today, and I will take notes on the very specific topic vocabulary that we used today. So come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 443, so search for that. I will also link to another episode outlining our honesty policy, because this is the motivation here, right? Be honest about not understanding, clear it up, and then go for it. And I think also another message to take away here, guys, is to trust yourself. If you think the question doesn't make sense, odds are you're correct and you need to clarify before you answer wrong, right? So
yeah,
trust yourself. And also, like, you need to trust yourself on all parts of the exam, not just speaking, but in reading and listening, for example. If you write an answer and you go back to check it and it doesn't make sense, you're correct, right? If it's not logical, it's not the right answer. You need to erase it and just make your best educated guess in that instance. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to prepare for anything that IELTS might throw at you on your next test day, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
And I think the way that we prepare to have the confidence to trust ourselves is in the preparation, is in doing the work. And again, following a system, going through a study plan, then we can walk into the test and we know a few things about what to expect that gives us that context of understanding. So we feel comfortable in our shoes in the exam. Yeah. So then we can go to ourselves and say, wait, that question seems a little strange. Rats and cats, for sure. Right? But I think if we haven't prepared, we might be just spinning in our head.
Right.
And we might assume that we're the problem, that we're misunderstanding everything. And that,
exactly.
That there's, yeah. So that's the way exactly. to think of it.
Mm-hmm. So guys, especially if you're approaching the exam for the first time, right? You need to control everything you can about that day. So part of our course is telling you guys exactly what to expect. What is the examiner going to say? How many questions will they ask you? How long should your answer be? How should you control your time in task one, task two on writing? So we really outline everything you need to know for test day. So you walk in more prepared than people who have actually taken the test before, right? Like you not only know what exactly to expect, so you're not surprised and thrown off guard, but you're also armed with the strategies to tackle any possible question that might come up. Because there are weird questions like this. There are like really odd writing task one questions with like maps or diagrams, you know? I mean, you have to be prepared for everything, and that's what our course does.
Love that. So good. And you can see success stories of people who have done that. They've been serious about their preparation. They followed the study plan, used the strategies, and got a really good score. So go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can read, scroll down the middle of the page, and you'll see story after story after story, guys. And we're adding new ones every week. And listening on the podcast to hear the interviews of these guys. Really awesome performance. And we're proud of these students.
So proud. Yeah. I mean, I think we said this yesterday that we've had a lot. We had a whole influx of amazing results posted in our Facebook group. And I've already reached out to those students. And two of them already have said that they really wanted to come on the show and talk about their success and what they did. So guys, stay tuned for that. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to meet a couple more amazing students and learn from them. And they're going to tell you what helped them most on test day and give you guys some of their personal advice on how they prepared to do so well.
Awesome. Love it. Can't wait to hear those stories.
Yep, me too. And one of them, I'm not going to say yet because we haven't recorded, but I'm really looking forward to one specific student because her and I work together so often in the power hours and the VIP personal coaches. And she is just, I love this person. I'm so happy that she got the scores that she needed because I know how hard she worked and how much she improved. So I will recognize who it is in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned.
All right. We're looking forward to that. Very cool. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy your epic hike this weekend.
Yes, the Presidential Traverse. I know. Thank you. I'll tell you about
Amazing.
It next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, all take right. care. Bye.
Talk then. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.